Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about neighbours. Is a nosy neighbour an Irish thing? Is it just an Irish thing? We got an interesting email into the station about this during the week, and I want you to have a quick listen. Hi, Niall. Can you talk about neighbours on your show today? Because I'm wondering if nosy neighbours are just an Irish thing. I'm originally from a small town in rural Ireland, and I can tell you that if you take the piss, the locals will know about it. I used to think it was just a rural Ireland thing, but I moved to Dublin and started a family. I live in a housing estate, and I can tell you, it's much worse here than it was in rural Ireland. Some of my neighbours are fine. We wave, we chit-chat, but we generally keep to ourselves. However, there is one particular neighbour that is living a living nightmare. I genuinely think he sits in his house thinking of ways to piss everybody off and get annoyed. I had family over recently for a communion party, and as you can imagine, there were cars on the road. This neighbour came banging and barging up to my house and started ranting and raving about how a car was parked outside his house and he wanted it moved immediately. To be clear, the car was outside his house, yes, but it wasn't blocking his garden. The way I see it is, the car was parked in a communal road. It is rare that we would have family over, and I couldn't believe he made such a scene about it at my son's communion party. We moved the car out of pure embarrassment. I didn't want to. I would have preferred to have it out with him there and then. For the sake of the party, we just moved the car. It isn't the first time I've had issues with people on the road. I was told that he also had a row with another neighbour about the height of a wall that they wanted to build, which went on for months. I have realised how important it is now to have good neighbours and how one bad neighbour can ruin a nice housing estate. Maybe you might bring this up in your show for discussion. I think there are many people out there who are living with noisy and annoying neighbours. Or nosy, should I say. Nosy and annoying neighbours. Now, what do you think of this person's message? There's a bigger story here, actually, about neighbours. Noisy neighbours, irritating neighbours, nosy neighbours. Neighbours who just have an issue with everything you do. Neighbours who are an embarrassment on the street. Neighbours whose kids are head wreckers. You know, these neighbours that chuck their kids out from the age of two. And they're on bikes and scooters, milling up and down the centre of a cul-de-sac. And they leave all their bikes and scooters lying all over the road. Or neighbours that let their dog out. And their dog comes running down the road and shits in your garden every single day. And they don't care. You know, neighbours that have too many cats. Neighbours that, you know, object to everything you do. You're building a small extension and they'll put in an objection. Neighbours who just are irritating. Neighbours who know more about you than you do. And they're going around telling everybody your business. Irish neighbours are very different to any other neighbours probably anywhere in the world. We're nosy. That's why talk shows are so popular. Per head of population, talk shows like this one are more popular in Ireland than any other country in the world. Per head of population. Do you know why? We're nosy. We love to know what's going on in other people's lives. We love to dwell and relish in other people's misery. We love it. And the more misery, the better. Somebody coming on the radio and saying their wife is dying or their husband is dying or something like that. We want to hear how miserable their lives are so we can feel better about ourselves. Neighbours are just nosy, irritating and annoying, generally speaking. But when you're buying a house, there's a lot of factors to take into consideration. Yes, your housing estate, how close the schools are, public transport, all those kind of things. But the one thing that we tend to overlook is who's living next door to you. And what are they like? Because they can make your life a living hell. More so than any mortgage, lack of transport or schools. I want to know what you think. Have you ever been in a situation with a nosy or annoying neighbour? Let me know what you think. And the number is 087-188-0008. Have you ever tried to build something and the neighbour objects to it? No, you can't build that wall there. That's about 2 inches onto my boundary. Can you move it, please? And you've already built half the Jesus thing. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
How's it going, Noel? How's it going?
Neighbours can make or break you.
Break. Absolutely break. Insufferable. Insufferable.
Insufferable. You had noisy neighbours.
Yeah, well, Noel, me and my recent wife there, we moved into a small kind of country house, you know? And the neighbours are like, so say their sitting room is kind of above our kitchen.
Okay.
So, we didn't know when we first moved in that this is actually quite funny, but it's insufferable, absolutely insufferable, that they're actually professional Irish dancers, Niall.
Oh, stop. I know it's coming next. Yeah, but go on.
So every evening, 7 o'clock comes, they get home from work, and they're, you know, let's say his name is Tom. He's a great guy. But every evening past 7 o'clock, I'm talking from 7 on till about 10 o'clock, there's thumping and there's banging going on there now, and it's driving us mad. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. And you're trying to watch the telly, and this is all you can hear.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that, Niall. It's worse than that. I said, we've been having dinner, and there's bits of ceiling coming down into our dinner, Niall. It's absolutely insufferable.
And did you ever approach them about it and say, listen, you know, I know you love your Irish dancing, but could you do it in another room?
Niall, this has been going on for nearly 2 years now, and I've opposed you on numerous occasions, and there's nothing been done about it. I've called the landlord. Nothing been done about it now.
And
absolutely, it's
can you hear the music that they're using? Can you hear?
Oh, you can hear the music. Yeah, absolutely. Every night, like the radio is on in the front room now.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. That just sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, it's.
And are the whole family into the Irish music?
No. It's just the two of them. They're young now. They're mid 30s. They're both teachers, you know.
Mm.
So, like, they're genuinely nice people, but they wouldn't stop for you. Do you know what to say that? Like,
right?
Yeah. Jesus, it's bringing nightmares.
I couldn't imagine. I'd say it's a nightmare.
Absolutely nightmare, like absolute nightmare. And like we're very nice people, like, and we'll put up with noise or whatever, but not every night, you know, three hours, 4 hours a night, like.
Right. So what's the plan? What are you going to do, John?
And you can imagine now looking for a new place, you know, at the moment, like, you know, with how much money you have and stuff like that, you know, it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard to be going out onto the market again because your neighbours are
Irish dancing.
Irish dancing upstairs. And it might sound very funny, but it's
No, look, I'm looking at the humour in it, but I can imagine how serious it is and the problem it is. But you're saying they're nice people. They obviously don't realise how it's affecting you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean...
Have you got kids, by the way?
No, I don't know.
Right,
just
okay.
Me and my wife. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, no,
I was going to say, because if you had kids, they'd have trouble sleeping to that kind of carry on.
Exactly. And if we do want to have kids in the future, it would be hard to raise a child in a house that there's banging going on from 7 till 10 at night. Like, and look, my problem isn't with, I guess, let's call her Jill, okay? Because Tom and Jill.
Yeah.
No, but so say Tom, he's a burly man, like, he's a big man.
Right.
And he comes down to the floor now. He comes down through the floor.
He'll end up coming through the ceiling in one of these days.
Exactly, that's what I meant, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. And it is a problem when you are living in an apartment block. You don't only have to worry about your next door neighbours, you have to worry about who's above you. Because if they're up to sort of carry on or whatever it happens to be, even in the bedroom or whatever, you know, you're going to hear stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I mean, some apartments are built better than others, but a lot of them you will hear. And particularly, you know, it's a big problem. A mate of mine lived in an apartment and the woman who lived upstairs wore stiletto heels or high heels of some description.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus.
And you could hear exactly where she was in the house, the room above you. You could constantly hear her walking around. She didn't even take them off going into the apartment. You could just hear her walking around all the time in her heels.
Yeah, and I mean, our house now would be an old country kind of house. Like, it's not an apartment block at all.
Right.
So you can imagine now, it's very annoying. Like, and I mean, I've approached him so many times, and I don't know what to do anymore, you know?
Right, well, look, if anybody has any suggestions as to what, you know, he can do about those, what John can do about his Irish dancing neighbours, maybe you could let us know. Maybe you've had the same problem. I want to go to Jack. You're on Classic Hits, Jack.
How are you, Niall?
What's the crack, Jack?
Not too bad at all,
Good, Jack.
Chilling out.
What about Irish neighbours can make or break you? They really can.
Well, that's what I believe, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have that problem where I live because, you know, my neighbour is well, they're good people, but they live further away from me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't live in a big...
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for living far away from your neighbour, isn't there? There is.
Oh, there is that. But saying that, I know I've heard of, I have a relatives there of mine that are living in an estate, and it's a very big built-up area, and, I mean, there is antisocial problems there.
Yeah.
And the reason, the antisocial problems are there because, and they're getting worse because the council aren't dealing with the problem. They're not punishing the people that are punishing their neighbours.
Right, so they're ignoring the bad neighbours. They're ignoring bad residents, yeah.
Well, this is it. I mean, you have the council there and you have people that live in the house and they it's a free-for-all. They feel that they can do and behave.
Well, they pretty much can. This is the problem. They can because the council's argument is, so what are we going to do with them? We have to put them somewhere.
Well, the thing about it is, Niall, you need to hit them in the pocket. If there's one thing that people don't like, getting took off them, and that's money.
So, and what are these neighbours doing on your friend? What are they? Are they just generally acting the maggot?
Well, we'd say, it can be all sorts of things from, we'd say, throwing rubbish out in the streets, intimidating the kids, calling names. Just anything you can really think of, you know, like any sort of kind of anything that would...
Just a complete lack of respect for the area, yeah.
These people now, I would say, they're simple. I won't go into it because the language, I'll end up tearing into them. But they're kind of, they're fillers that are not the full shilling, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they're a breed unto themselves, yeah.
There you have it, a breed unto themselves.
A special strain of clown, yeah.
These fillers, these people are totally stupid, totally dumb, but at the same time, bad with it as well, do you know what I mean?
I know, yeah, making life hell for everybody.
Yeah, and what's happening is, the people aren't getting, the corporation aren't doing that.
And have all the rest of the other neighbours, the good people, have they come together and kind of gone to the council and said, listen, these particular families or people are causing an issue, we want something done about it?
Well, the people are, there's complaints going in and going in, they're going in every week about these people.
And nothing
these people,
done.
It's not a case that these people are picking, just one family. They're antisocial to everybody.
Right. They have no respect for anybody but themselves.
Yeah, they don't know how to social. They're not socialised to people in general.
Sound like animals, to be honest with you.
Well, animals, do you know something? I don't think animals would behave that way. I think it's a disrespect to animals.
Right.
These people are beyond that. But like I said, it's down to the council. The blame squarely lies in the council because the council, they're not punishing them people for punishing everyone else. And if they were given ultimatums saying, you book up, and if you don't,
you get out.
You're out. Simple as that. You get three warrants.
They go crying and say, well, we need somewhere to live. And the council then has to find them another housing estate to live in where they'll be equally as bad.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is, this is the problem. They know this as well.
Yeah.
But that needs to be stopped. If you're not going to live in a peaceful way and respect your neighbour and leave them alone, then you don't deserve to have a house, straight up.
I 100% agree with you. 100% agree with you. And there's a lot of people, by the way, are echoing what you're saying about people who are antisocial. And that's one thing that I didn't mention at the start of the show. We can't just have antisocial neighbours. Thanks for that. Let me go to Linda. Linda, you're on Classic Hits. If you have any, by the way, any advice there as well for Jack, let me know. Linda?
Hello.
Yeah, you have a problem with neighbours too.
Yeah, our neighbours, elderly couple, a couple of years ago, called the guards on us because of our tumble dryer.
Sorry for laughing.
It is actually comical. You did exactly the same thing that the guard did when he walked in the door.
And what was your tumble dryer doing?
Nothing. It was just turned on.
It was just spinning?
A normal tumble dryer, yeah,
they spin?
It wasn't necessarily that. It was, I don't know, about 11 o'clock in the evening. Now,
right.
Bear in mind, our tumble dryer is out the back in the utility room.
Right.
But it's not really attached to
the house.
You wouldn't really hear it.
Yeah.
We can't hear it. My kids were in bed. They couldn't hear it.
It's out there for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, right. And my daughter was upstairs in her bedroom. She came down. She said, there's banging next door. I can't sleep. She said, there's somebody hammering on the wall. So I went next door and I knocked and I said, is there a problem? And I was shouted and roared at because of the noise of my tumble dryer. He couldn't sleep. And I'm looking going, what noise? I said, my kids were above in bed. My son actually more or less sleeps above that room.
So he had super sensitive hearing and could hear your tumble.
Super, for somebody who's, late, I'd say in his late 60s, he must have supersonic hearing because
right.
we can't hear it.
Right.
So anyway, a kind of an argument ensued and to the point that his wife, whatever, I'm not sure what she is, came out screaming and shouting.
I don't know, I'm not too sure what she is.
I'm not sure what, they're not living here that long, they're only here a few years.
But, right.
She came out threatening us with her family and the guards were called.
So this turned into a full feud?
Yeah, this turned into a full feud.
All over a dryer?
Yes. The guard came in my door, he went to them first, came in my door and stood in my kitchen. He didn't know whether to laugh or cry.
Right.
He just stood there. You could see the titter in his face, kind of like, will I laugh or not?
Yeah, because they obviously are supposed to take all complaints seriously, but it's very difficult to take something seriously when somebody said, I have a problem with my neighbour's tumble dryer.
Well, that's kind of what he said. He said, where is the tumble dryer now? I said, it's out there. I said, it's still on.
Where is the culprit? Where is the perpetrator?
But he stood in my kitchen, and my utility room was next to my kitchen. I said, can you hear my tumble dryer? No. I said, so how can he hear it? I said, and how could he be in bed? I said, because I said, he was hammering on the wall downstairs. He wasn't in bed, because I could hear his telly on. But it turned into a, this is 4 years later, and we still have arguments with him.
Right, so because, you see, once you have a tiff over something once, it just turns into, it just accelerates,
oh,
doesn't it?
It turned into full-blown, like,
yeah.
If I put a flag outside, because my county is playing, he's not actually from where we're living.
Right.
So if I put my flag outside, he has to put the opposite one outside.
Right, okay. That's a great arrangement you have there, I can tell
it's
you.
It's actually brilliant. If we change our cars, he changes his car.
Right. There's a bit of beating the Joneses going on as well.
It's actually pathetic. It's ridiculous.
So, needless to say, you don't get on?
No, I don't speak to him. I don't salute him. He often stands out front watching the kids going up and down the road. He has said things to my kids in the past.
Right.
He's made comments. My eldest son was moving the bins outside one day. He came out and made a comment to him, intimidated him. He's just...
And has it made your life more difficult to live there?
It has. It has, to the point that we've had to ring our landlord and say, look, we need to move house. We can't deal with this.
Yeah, because that can be a real... If you get a bad neighbour, it can be a real problem.
Well, it is. And I mean, to the point that... I'll tell you how sad and pathetic he is. He won't cut his grass because he thinks it annoys us. I couldn't give a crap if he never cuts his grass. It just doesn't interest me, like. But
right.
He will purposely not cut it for
to annoy you.
To annoy me, but it doesn't annoy me. I couldn't care. It's his grass. He has to look at it, not me.
Right.
But I mean, to the point that when I was pregnant last year and I went outside to do something, I put something in the bin and he called me a name and I didn't quite hear him and I said, sorry, can you say that again? Because I didn't hear what he said. I thought he was talking about the weather. And then he started giving out to me. And it's stressful.
It's just constant all the time, yeah.
Every time I go out the front, he's there.
And before the tumble dryer incident, the famous tumble gate, did you actually have a relationship with him, you know, a reasonable relationship with him at that point?
To be honest, he hadn't lived here that long. He had lived here about a year, not even. And yeah, we would have spoken, we would have said hello. Would have had a bit of a conversation with him. He's the kind of guy that's up and down, standing outside the front of the house like 10 times a day, so you have no choice but to say hi to him at some stage of the day.
He's clearly not working. He's retired or something, is he?
No, I'd say he's retired, and I'd say he just has nothing else to do. So
he's just bored. Yeah.
He's bored, and he feels the need to... And it's not just me, because I did think at one stage it was just us.
Yeah, he's doing it to everybody else.
Well,
right.
He's kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. He's had attitudes.
So what do you... I mean, what are you going to do? You can't live like that, can
just
you?
Just ignore him. We just ignore him. It's the easiest
it's
way.
It's hard to ignore somebody who becomes really irritating, but...
It is, and it has been hard. I mean, there's been more than once that the guards have been called because of him. There's been a couple of instances where we've had to call the guards on him ourselves because it's been threatening behaviour. And
No, that's not good. I guess that point. No.
It's not nice, and the fact that he stands out the front and he's commenting, you know, kids are going up and down the street. Kids go up and down the street on scooters,
they do.
On bikes.
If you're living in a housing estate...
Yes.
That you have to, particularly where you've got young couples or young mums with kids or whatever, you have to expect that. And if you don't like that, just move out of the housing estate and buy a house on your own somewhere.
Well, that was my answer to him last year when he told me he didn't like living where he lives. He didn't like this county. I said, well, there's nothing stopping you to move.
Mm.
And I didn't get an answer. So He's just one of these people. I'd say he's just out to annoy people for the sake of it.
Right, okay.
He's completely bored.
All right, Linda, listen, I'm sorry. I hope that situation gets better, or I hope you find somewhere else to live, probably.
No, I'm quite happy, right? All Crystal's neighbours are lovely.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed. Let me go to Martina. Martina, there's so many texts coming in about bad neighbours, Martina. I didn't realise so many people live beside bad neighbours.
Well, no, I wouldn't have to say, I rang on because of the nosy part, as opposed to being bad. Most of the time, we just laugh it off, but it's a very small estate, like really small estate.
There's nosy neighbours.
Well, we have one man, so we call him Victor Meldrew.
Victor Meldrew? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so one foot in the grave. Right?
I don't believe it!
Yeah, that's exactly him. So I have a small business that people have to call in the morning. I won't tell you what. Call in the morning, they go at 12 o'clock.
That sounds
very strange.
That sounds like a very dubious business, if you don't know what I mean.
It's a preschool.
Anyway, all right, okay. Sorry, Martina. I do apologise. That just sounded all wrong.
I know.
People are calling in the morning and leaving late in the evening.
No, they were leaving 3 hours later.
So it's a preschool crèche type thing, where people are dropping their kids off. Yeah.
So planning place, the usual. Everything was done before he moved in, actually. Most of us just got a driveway, because, or as my father used to call it in Drimna, a runway. And then when I moved out to the country, I was getting my runway built, and everyone thought I had a plane. But no, it's called a runway in Drimna. Anyway, so we all got a driveway that you park your car in and you walk in. But this man got a gate, like a double gate for his garden, and then a path with a little gate.
Right.
That you walk in, so he doesn't have to open his big gates to go in.
Right.
That's fine. But you're not allowed to park outside his walking gate.
Right.
So you know, at 7 in the morning, it's a very small,
I know, it can be difficult when there's a restricted parking, yeah.
And I actually put in a letter to my parents exactly where to park. Now, obviously, you put in, don't block anyone's driveway and everything else.
Be respectful.
Never, ever have I anyone. I have a neighbour next door that hasn't got a car. And they still wouldn't block their driveway in case ambulance coming in. You just think of that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that, so we're getting off.
Yeah, you park at their wall or whatever,
The gap, But part of his gap away is a little walk-in gate. So, So I...
And he complains about it, does he?
Complains about that. And then when if you go away on your holidays and you come back, he'll meet you with... Such a body at the road, marriage breakup, they're done.
He knows everyone's business.
So we live on Listeria Lane, obviously, because
But see, it's more unusual for a man to be involved in that kind of carry on. Now, I know we always think of women as being the nosy ones.
But for
Victor there, it would be more unusual for a man.
And the best thing is, right, so we have dogs. I can put my hand on my heart, and my dog is 11, and he has never, ever, ever gone outside the gate and pooped on the road.
Right.
Because he's put in the car, he's a big golden retriever, massive dog, so he's put in the car and he's drove, he goes to big, he has to have big walks. So there's no point in doing little things. So a couple of little tiny little ratty dogs on the road, which are fine. So you find little poos in the garden. There's no way on earth it could be my dog because that couldn't come out of
one. No, he just wouldn't come out of him.
But then you find big ones.
Yeah.
And this man has two big dogs. And I really laughed the plot 3 years ago. And that was kind of me, with me kind of gone. I just wave now because he's old and,
he's
a neighbour. And we're there for him.
Because somebody did say he sounds like a window twitcher. Would he be at the window now, twitching through the blinds?
Would he be at the door because he's a port,
He's a port, sorry.
Yeah. Over so he can look it. But he saw me one day and I closed the gates. During the day, closed the double gates. And I was doing the garden and he came over and he said, I hope that's not for my dog. And I said, well, why would I be closing the gates on your dog? I said, I'm just absolutely fed up with it. Because I bring the preschool out to the front garden and I can bring them out to the back garden because my dog doesn't get into that part. And I know I don't have to check anywhere. I do the check for cats in case a cat ever comes in. But when you have a big dog like that, you're never going to have a cat deciding to visit. But I have to now do the check on the front garden. But when you're checking, then you find...
You've got kids coming in and out there, so you obviously got to be careful.
I have to do the check all the time. So I'm now checking the front garden, and this now, and he tried to jam it down my throat that it was absolutely, he knows exactly who they were, and he pointed up to a house with two Yorkshire.
So he's blaming somebody else?
Yeah, and I said, well, I tell you. I said, now, you don't have to be Angela Lansbury here, but if that came out of them, got them little Yorkshire Terriers, they need to go to a hospital.
if that's coming out of them, that would be half their insides.
And he said, well, then it has to be your dog. I said, I'm telling you now, I will bank my house on it. He doesn't get that far. So it is not his. Well, then it's definitely them. And I said, well, I need to call into that woman. I said, because she really needs to get to the vet very, very quickly. They're dying. Mm. That's part of
They need serious hospital treatment. Listen, I'm running out of time. It sounds like you have the absolute Victor Meldrew living next door to you. Thanks very much indeed, Martina. Loads of people texting in about it, by the way. And Richie says as well, speaking of antisocial neighbours who get away with murder here in Cork, a group of travellers known to the guards are running a riot on the north side of the city. They're operating a much publicised illegal dump in Ellis Yard at the cost of hundreds of thousands to the council and multiple attacks on the fire brigade and people clearing the site. The response of the council is not to address the culprits, but rather enact a policy by which all law-abiding citizens must have their wheelie bins out and in by certain strict times under threat of prosecution. In other words, everybody else is suffering because of the bad behaviours of others. Jane, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Jane? Oh, sorry, Jane. Go ahead.
Well, I had neighbours from hell.
From hell?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the house was a rented house. Now, when they came to view it, there was a man, a woman and a child.
Right.
Right. Which, they got the house anyway. Now, there were foreign nationals, I will point that out.
Okay. Not that it's too relevant, but go on.
It is, actually.
All right, okay. Go on.
Right. It started off, they had about seven vans. Now, seven vans, right. We live in a very small cul-de-sac. There's 20 houses on it. Right? They were next door to me. Right? Now, they were one of these crowds that collect clothes.
Wow, I know what you mean. Yeah, the ones that go and collect the sacks
of
clothes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It would have come. They were foreign nationals anyway.
Right, okay.
But they had one van that never moved. And they had four women working in it. Going through the clothes, right?
So there was women working in the van in the garden.
Oh no, not in the garden.
On the road.
On the road, yeah. Jeez. Outside my house, right?
Right, okay.
Now
I'm sure there's a law against that, by the way. You know, I'm genuinely. If you're living in a neighbourhood, I'm sure there's a law against people working.
Well,
in a van on the road.
This is mild, right? This is mild, right? They went out every night at 10 o'clock. As I say, they had the six other vans that were on the road, right? When they got a different van, which were all old bangers, right, they would first of all take out the seat, the passenger seat, and put in these big tanks, right, which they then proceeded to fill with diesel each night at 10 o'clock.
Right.
Right. They also changed the number plates on the vans.
That all seems very dubious. Did you tell the guards about this?
I did. I phoned them and they says, well, can you give us a registration number? And I said, well, what's the point?
Yeah, sure. They're changing the registrations, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
I says, I'm telling you the time they go out at night time.
So did the guards act on it?
Not at all.
So,
never.
So does people next door to you working in vans out in the road, changing registration plates, pulling out seats, which is, again, illegal as well.
Siphoning oil out of these tanks and putting it in the garden shed.
That's like a little industry that's going on there.
Right.
You can't do that under the terms and conditions of renting the property. I mean, is this a council property that's being rented?
Not at all, no. Private house.
But would you know if the council are paying for it? Like, is it a HAP scheme or something?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, you should inquire into that, because if it is, the council are paying for it, or the state is paying for it.
They're gone now, but something else they've done as well. Like,
oh, they're gone, are they? Right, okay.
They're gone, thanks be to God. Yeah, the house has been sold since. But they also used to go drift netting.
What's that?
Where they drag a net along the bottom of the sea.
Right.
And take all the fish, right? They then, now I would see this from my bedroom window, obviously, out the back,
yeah.
Right? They would salt the fish and then hang them along the line.
Ah, no.
They also dissected a pig on the patio.
Ah, baby. Jesus, what sort of neighbours have you got? Had you got it all?
I'm telling you, they were...
That's from madness.
Hell. From absolute...
I couldn't imagine anything worse. Hell. Fish hanging on lines and...
Ah, to...
Diesel and people working out in the front garden. Ah, stop. She wants to move out. She wants to get away from that kind of carry on.
I contemplated it. And when you pulled into your driveway, right, say I was pulling in, coming back from the shop or whatever, you know, they'd be walking all the time, walking, messing with the vans and taking oil out and putting oil in and this, that and the other. And they would stare you out of it. And I used to sit in the car and stare back at them.
That's the worst story I think I could have possibly heard about neighbours. That you couldn't have a neighbour worse than that. And I'm sorry the guards didn't do anything about it. That's bizarre. How long were they there, by the way, in total?
They were there for about 3 years.
Oh, and the guards never, ever intervened?
Never. I rang them 3 times.
That's absolutely nuts. From what you're describing, that they had a whole industry going on in that house. A lot of it seemed to be quite illegal. And if you're telling me that you reported that and the guards did nothing about it, I have no understanding of what sort of guards we have.
Obviously going back and forward across the M50 and not paying tolls, obviously, because there were false number plates.
Yeah, obviously. But they were obviously doing something illegal if they're changing the number plates. Listen, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad to hear it's all over. And the new neighbours, by the way, are they all right?
They're fine, yeah. They're behind the house. They're lovely.
Jeez, I tell you now, Lucifer himself would be better than living next door to what you were living next door to. Thanks, Jane, for that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.